Hi.
It's Mike.
And some more observations on parcel delivery driver's day. It's raining again, so if you think that that is normally part every day of everyday life for any delivery driver, then maybe you should take that in consideration. I'd like to talk about basically the clients, that is the people that you deliver to, their houses, and how you find things. Well, you find, of course, all kinds of people. You get people who are very nice at the door with you, very pleasant to talk to. They'll say more than the necessary when you give them their parcel or collect a parcel. Some of them are very, very pleasant indeed. And I'm beginning to get to know several now who I'm glad to go to their door, because I know how I'll be greeted when I get there. One old lady I just left there, and she's a real old lady. What's the word I'm looking for? A lady, in other words. Very, very nice indeed. Has a little chat with you. Okay, it holds you back, but when it's nice like that, then you don't mind. And then you go from that to through the variations of people. The ones that greet you with enough pleasantry for the fact that you're only a delivery person. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's it. To the ones who are very gruff, as if you've just disturbed them from something serious to deliver them a parcel that they've ordered. And then, of course, there's the ones who don't even talk to you. And it's quite amazing. The ones that don't talk to you usually are having to accept for a family member or some other member of the household. It's amazed me the number of people that I've said, well, I've got a parcel for so-and-so. They're not in. Well, could you sign for that? And yeah, etc. So, and that's about the lot you get. You know, there's no, I always say, well, thank you very much, I appreciate that. And you just get sometimes, just you get nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, and then you get the type of people whose whole house is in disarray. You can usually be aware of that from the moment you approach the door. There's televisions blaring, there's radios on, there's someone in every room, and they're shouting to each other, and their kids running up and down the stairs, and you knock the door, ring the bell, and one's shouting to the other one, you get that, no, you get that, it'll be for you anyway. And I'm being polite, because some of it is quite cursory. And eventually someone's forced to come to the door, and then it's not their parcel, so then, it goes on. It's amazing. I suppose it's really observations on human life looked at from a different aspect from the normal people watching. So, quite a variance in how you are greeted at the door. And that's assuming you're not approached by a savage dog trying to get at your legs. I've had a few of those. Well, the owner calmly states, "Get back, butch. Leave the man alone," while not actually grabbing the dog and pulling it back. Wee yappity dogs who just make such a racket you can hardly hear yourself talk to the customer. And then you have the housey squealing kids, absolute mayhem and kicking balls out the door while you're standing there. Oh dear. Other kids, yes, I know. I'm not complaining about that. But I'm just trying to paint some more of this picture about what delivery guys have to come up with, come across. And another wee tip when you're hopefully this will be enough to put you off ever even contemplating taking on one of these jobs, even part-time. Another wee tip is, don't cut across the grass. Big mistake. I found, to my dismay, that grass has invariably got dog's dirt everywhere on it. And in wet weather, just like we're having just now, when the grass is long, you can't see it. You're not constantly looking, although I'm pretty much aware where I'm standing, but sometimes you're double-checking the address on the parcel while you're marching across the long, wet grass, and you stand on another dog do. Now, that says something about the areas as well, and I'm just not talking about the lower end areas, which there are many in this town, but even in the high end areas, they seem to just be quite happy to let their dog do its do forever. And so don't cut across the grass, because you will invariably trail it back into your car, and it's a real nightmare and a real stink. So, suppose you could say that in general, people's demeanour is good to very good, and their actions are similar, and only, if you like, again, the minority that you'd rather not deliver to. But then people are people, aren't they? And we don't know what circumstances make people the way they are. And we absolutely do not know what's happening in their lives. So it's wrong to judge, and I'm not judging in any way. All I'm doing is making observations on the people that I've come across in the past, well, almost 2 weeks of doing this task. And I suppose really all it is the same, the very same people that you would know or meet in your local area, and you're just meeting total strangers who act in the same way, whether it's a good way or a bad way. But it's interesting in a way, so I don't want to sound that I'm not in a funny way enjoyed it to an extent. It's good to get out and about and do something a little bit different, but overall, well, no. And I'm not sure there's a lot more I can do about this particular subject without blowing the pants off you all. So I probably won't say an awful lot about it. I try to just address the people that I meet today, and I think I'll leave it at that, because there's some things that, other than that, I'd like to say about the whole issue of delivery or partial delivery, combined with everything that goes with it, combined with the income, combined with wear and tear in the car, combined with fuel costs, combined with consumption of your day. So I think what I'll do is I'll possibly leave it to the end of this week when I do my last day, and I'll do a summary. of the whole thing and let you know how I feel at the end of it and what my findings are where on the whole matter. So I'll leave it at that. I have several more parcels to deliver today, and then I have to go and see about something else today. So a little time today, even worse today, because I have promised someone to go and see something. And so I guess it'll be about 5 o'clock this evening before I get back home. Okay, that'll be just one of the other aspects, by the way. I'll do a summary at the end of the week, which will be Saturday, maybe Sunday, and we'll see. Bye for now.